USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We'll forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans.
President Biden's comments at the White House, that holds true for borrowers earning less than $125,000, and you are eligible for up to $20,000 in forgiveness for Pell Grant recipients. The president also pausing student loan payments until the end of the year, and repayments for student loans will now be capped at 5% of monthly income. A UN Security Council is marking 6 months of war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking virtually and saying Russia is putting Europe on the brink of nuclear catastrophe by shelling near a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Speaking through a translator, Zelensky again accusing Russia of committing war crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
A prosecutor makes a decision regarding two Atlanta police officers.
Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed his sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Attorneys trying to convince a jury to sentence a convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter to life in prison are calling a retired clinical psychologist to the witness stand. Dr. Frederick Cabot says he began seeing a developmentally delayed Nicholas Cruz when he was an 8-year-old first grader.
So clearly the fact that he was an average intelligence and able to comprehend things, we were hopeful that with treatment he would continue to improve.
Cruz will either be sentenced to life in prison or the death penalty. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Students in Columbus, Ohio started virtual learning on Wednesday as the teachers' union continues to strike. Columbus Education Association spokesperson Regina Fuentes maintains the school board's offer was not enough.
We made some movements, and we're proud of the movements that we made, both economic and non-economic, but there's still room to go.
A Northern California DA claims his office found that 70% of all defenders released were rearrested for new crimes. Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Reisig tells Fox News that it's zero bail policies that concern him.
It's a staggering number. I mean, it frankly shocks the conscience to think that many new crimes were committed by these people, released on zero bail, and all of the new victims. That's what I thought about, all of the new victims.
Home prices are down this summer for the first time in 3 years. Mortgage analytics firm Black Knight reported they declined by just under 0.8% from June to July. That's the largest drop in a single month since January 2011. California will put a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars in effect by 2035. Issued by the California Air Resources Board, the rule will require that every new car sold in the state beginning in 2035 must be free of fossil fuel emissions that are a significant cause for climate change. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.